Hi, I'm James Killinglaw here at the ASTA River Cruise Expo in Amsterdam, and I'm here with a familiar face. We've interviewed her before, Jen Halbeth, who's the CEO of North America for the brand new Riverside Luxury Cruises. They introduced themselves really last year at last year's event in Budapest, and this year they made some headlines too. We're going to talk about that, and you're going to hear all about that. It's really a brand new luxury cruise line for Europe here. And you're going to find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Jen, great to see you. And let's start right off the bat, because you opened up the first day and you made some big news in that you did a rechristening of the ship that we're on right here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I guess clearly I love to do christenings at the ASTA River Cruise Expo.
It's a tradition. It's become a tradition. Yeah. And we're saying that we don't know about next year because we don't know. Here we are actually on the Riverside Debussy, and it really was a nice little event, and you had a nice godmother and the whole thing, right?
Yeah, we selected Allie Pierce as our godmother. She actually does a lot of work for ASTA. She has come to this event previously, does a lot of video work. She's a host, a producer. She also has her own travel business and for women, you know, and she's young, she's vibrant. She is everything that I want Riverside to stand for going forward. I really want us to attract a younger person, a younger traveler to river cruise,
which is the aim of most of river cruising. Although I'm not saying that old travelers are bad, but we need to get a new blood into the river cruise market and recognize what a quality vacation it can provide.
Well, it's a combination of, if advisors start selling river cruise earlier to clients, I mean, think about the monetization of that. I mean, you make such great commissions. But also, once people get on, they're like, why haven't I been doing this? It's just a really special way to travel, and people should start doing it early in their career, in their travel career, because it's flexible, caters to so many different styles of travel. You can be chill, you can be on the go, and it's about young and young at heart. We're trying to attract a psychographic. You know, I said at the general session yesterday, do any of you feel your age?
Nobody does. I'm older than I look. Believe me, we're all older than we look. I know you're not. You're young.
Here.
You're young here.
We're young at heart. And we want to attract that. The advisors make a lot of money. The clients have an amazing time, and there's really no other style like it.
Fantastic. So, now in your fleet, describe what are the ships in your fleet now.
So we have the Mozart, which is on the Danube.
Which was the one we rechristened last year.
Okay. Right. And now we have the Debussy coming on, and the Debussy will do Tulip Time, Rhine, Mosel, some Danube, which can have a little crossover with the Mozart. And then the Revel is in the south of France on the Rhone and Saone.
And that's going to?
Same thing. Everything's up.
Everything's up. We are going to sail three ships this year. And that's where we're really going to focus. We've improved so much in our first year. It was kind of crazy that we started last year, right? How quickly we got in the water.
Yeah.
But we learned a lot. And I have advisors that came on this ship this time or been here at this expo. And they're like, yeah, I remember you guys last year. And oh my God, this has improved. This has improved. That's the only way we get better.
Well, that's the thing, and you have to go in the market you want to go in. You have to deliver the highest quality of service, and that's great. Now, I do have to ask you. I mean, you had originally the deal you bought from the old Crystal. You bought five ships, and you have three of them now. You did have all five, but you decided to lease two of them to Uniworld. And they have them now, but they're not forever. You could get them back, right?
Yes, and that is the plan. I mean, we're a new brand, and obviously that helps from a cash flow standpoint. But what's most important, especially when you're trying to come in at the luxury segment, you got to get the brand right. And you've seen it in any industry. You try to expand too quickly, and before you get it right, before you really get your feet underneath you, and you kind of miss your chance to be great. And we want to be great and wonderful. And fun and amazing for your clients.
Absolutely. Well, I know Ellen Bettridge, who's the president of Uniworld, was very happy that you leased her for a couple of 3 years, because this is basically the twin of her Victory and soon Elizabeth. So those are the two. But you would go on both ships, and you swear it's a different ship.
Yeah.
The different decor, different everything. You guys have a different take. They're all lovely, but it's amazing how everybody has a different schematic, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the point of this expo, is because it is for the advisors to get on and get the vibe, the feel, the look, and immediately think of a client, right? And so from the outside, the ships look so similar. And so I think that that has lended to the misperception that everyone's the same. But you can tell every ship you walk onto has an immediate feel. And then that's what is so great. It would take an advisor years to get on all these ships, trying to do it just coming over for individual fams. So good job.
Here we just have to do a little legwork to go between the ships, and everybody's kind of dragging around right now the last tours of the ships. Oh my God, I got one more to go. But there, it's amazing that we have 12 ships here, and then next year we're going to have like 15 plus, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just keeps getting bigger, because of course we look at the industry, how many new advisors are coming in the industry. And I think, but what is cool to see is that people are starting to prioritize river cruise earlier. And because of course people coming in the industry, some are second careers. And I tell advisors in their 30s, brand new advisors to the category, you better prioritize river cruise sooner rather than later.
Yeah, well, the people here, there are 1,300 people here who are clearly really interested in selling river. Some have never sold river before. It's amazing that, and they've kind of like blown away by the quality and really what a river cruise is, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, us coming in as Riverside, we're not coming into the category to try and steal clients from, you know, if people are on another river cruise line they love, have at it, because the whole category does an amazing job. We are coming in and we want to occupy that top luxury spot because we want to attract that client that is yet to give River Cruise a try, that stays at the Four Seasons, that likes really high-end resorts, and say, hey, we can give you everything that you love there. Great culinary, beautiful space and design, impeccable service that is authentic and, you know, not too over the top. And then you get to sail and go to a different city every day.
Absolutely. So that is kind of the ethos of Riverside Luxury Cruises, what you just described. That's kind of the difference you're trying to create. Any other differences that you want to highlight with Riverside?
Well, I want to go back to the culinary a little bit. I mean, we really have come down. In just the 1 year of operating, Cruise Critic named us best river cruise line for dining. And Forbes recently named the Revel best river ship for foodies.
Wow.
We are owning that. And I'm listening to the advisors coming on, and they are loving the food, not just the flavors and the taste, fresh, you know, pasta, but also the presentation. It's art. The luxury traveler wants their culinary to be tasty, fresh, local, but also look beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, you got a great dining. I've eaten here, and it's amazing. I've eaten here a couple times. It really is amazing. Now, in terms of itineraries, what's different about the way you offer some of these river cruises?
Well, you know, I mean, we go to a couple different ports, but coming in as a new river cruise line, if we're going to compete with others, we got to get the core product, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we're on the Rhine and the Danube, Mosel, Tulip Time. We've got to get that core, and then
the Revel is in France.
Yeah,
right?
Yep, on the Rhone. And so that you got to get that core right. And that's really what we're doing right now. We want to get the core right. I believe we're seeing a lot of believers in what we're saying. Like I said, I've seen growth from certain advisors going, I don't know if I was a believer last year, and now I'm like loving it. I'm all in, and I want to sell it.
Right.
And that's where we're getting. We're just going to continue to focus on that frontline advisor who has that luxury client, who wants to get into river cruise, and getting our brand to the point where every time you step aboard a Riverside vessel, you can be assured that you are going to get the best service, the most exceptional cuisine, and be sailing in the most beautiful ship on the river.
And some of the great suites, as we've been talking, hopefully we're flashing some of the suites and the public rooms, which are really wonderfully and very comfortable. We're kind of comfortable here. It's not nice. And
you're
nice.
Comfortable everywhere in Riverside ship, and you will be able to get a drink or a nosh or have time to meet a new friend anywhere you go.
Any special ways you're working with travel advisors today? I mean, what have you been doing in terms of getting out the word? Obviously, you're here, but, you know, in terms of the programs that you offer travel advisors.
Yeah, so we've actually spent a really kind of grassroots, personalized approach. It was the reason we chose the Asta River Cruise Expo last year to really debut. It's the reason we kind of doubled down. I have all my sales directors here, Michelle, Carolyn, and Kelly. I brought Maureen Borsi, who is our manager of inside sales, or sales and operations. This is how we're making a splash. We're getting to know people personally. We do a lot of other like industry events, but anything really focused on the advisor. We're going to work on developing an education program. In the short term, you know, when you're starting out something new, you don't have a lot of the back end stuff that you want, but the front end product is so exceptional that advisors can feel completely confident putting their clients on Riverside. And if we don't have something on the back end, we will come to you personally. I would do a Zoom with any advisor and their top clients to talk about Riverside. I care about it. We want to be personalized, and we don't want to get caught up in all the stuff. We want to focus on the brand and the product and on the river cruising segment.
Fantastic. And of course, you made the commitment to have a christening every year. Although next year, question, what are you going to do next year in Vienna? You don't have another ship?
But I don't have another ship, but you know what? I always come up with something. So you'll just have to see me in Vienna.
There you go. So get to Vienna. come by, see Jen. She'll have some surprises for you. Again, congratulations on really getting the whole fleet together. And it's coming together. Everything is fine. You're getting awards. And now you're getting travel advisors to understand exactly the product that you have.
Yes, thank you. And thanks, James, for being an early supporter and always being here to help us tell the Riverside and the river cruising story.
Absolutely. I'm James Schillinglaw aboard Riverside Debussy here, the brand new, newly christened ship from Riverside Luxury Cruises. And this is Insider Travel Report.